Afghanistan's economy is falling apart fast. Banks are low on cash, paychecks are delayed, and an informal street economy of bartering for basic goods and unloading family possessions is growing. Pamela Constable is covering this in Kabul. She's a former Afghanistan bureau chief for The Washington Post, our editorial partner. Pamela, you paint this searing picture of street markets where families sell anything and everything they can. Take us there. What's it like?
It's very sad. I mean, even when you can't see the actual people who have been leaving their things and, you know, basically pawning things, you just can see by what's out there. I mean, what really got to me most was the baby cribs and the baby toys and the old dishes, you know, stacked up. And, you know, people are being reduced to selling things they never would have imagined could be sold or should be sold. And in some cases, it's because they've left or were trying to leave. But in many cases, they're simply trying to survive. And, you know, as you've said, you know, the banks have shut down. There's no cash. There are no dollars at all in the country. And so people are running out of money very fast.
And besides the transactions, Pamela, the buying and selling, tell me about the faces of those in the crowds and what they tell you.
When I got here about a week and a half ago, I expected women would have their faces covered. I expected to see people sort of shrinking away from, you know, the Taliban trucks. I expected to see more people looking cowed and intimidated than they do. In fact, the Taliban police are out everywhere in their trucks roaming around and with their guns pointed. But I can't quite convey this, but they seem to sort of blend into the scenery. They're not making a lot of trouble. They're not, you know, beating people left and right. And so you see people outside roaming around in the markets, men and women, haggling over fruit on the sidewalk. So it doesn't seem to be all that different. But when you actually get people aside and talk to them, even for a few minutes away from the streets, you immediately hear terrible tension and worry. You know, one guy told me he'd just given away his only cell phone to buy food for his entire family for just 2 days. And everywhere I go, and I'm sure many others are having this happen too, people are just begging us off the street to get them visas and passports and ways out.
You mentioned banks have shut down. People are low on cash or have no cash. Explain the cash and the credit crunch in general right now in Kabul and throughout Afghanistan.
Well, the reason is because the international financial system and all the, you know, international agencies have shut the country down. And that is essentially as part of this international reaction to the Taliban takeover, which is, well, this is a very risky thing to be doing now. We don't want to keep our money there. We don't know if these new rulers are going to be dictatorial or if they're going to change. So this is a kind of international standstill that things have come to. It's mostly affecting people who are or were salaried public servants. So that includes, you know, millions of people. I mean, teachers, police officers, street sweepers, army soldiers, lots and lots and lots of people, A, were not paid, have not been paid in several months because the government collapsed, and now cannot even collect their back pay because the banks have no cash. And so what the banks have been doing, and I don't know how they do it technically, but they've been rationing cash. So if you go to collect your paycheck and you go to the ATM where the money is supposed to be coming from, if you're supposed to have $100 a month, you're getting a $20 bill essentially back. So there's very little cushion here. And so when people are not getting paid their salaries, they have very little to fall back on. And then the other thing that's happening is that in the private banks, people who actually were trying to save money, depositing money, they are also trying to withdraw amounts, and they're only getting a fraction of those dispensed.
Well, of course, winter's coming. How much time is left to try to put a floor under this collapsing economy, and how is the Taliban responding to all this?
The problem is that there doesn't seem to be any emerging solution or even approach. I mean, when the Taliban officials speak, they tend to be blaming outsiders, the international community, for the problem. And they don't seem to have any practical short-term ideas about what to do. They talk a lot about wanting to engage with the international community and sort of negotiate and talk with them, but that's not happening, and it doesn't seem to be going to happen soon. It seems like everything's at a standstill because we keep hearing the same thing from all the different new officials who say, give us time, we're working on it, we're doing our best to handle the crisis, but we really, really need the world to help us. Please turn on the cash again. Please unfreeze our assets. Please let aid money come in so that we can sort of get back to normal. And that's certainly not happening yet.
Pamela Constable is a contributing reporter for The Washington Post in Kabul. Thank you so much for the update, Pamela.
You're very welcome.